This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ever since the Supreme Court's draft opinion overruling Roe v. Wade was leaked last month, abortion rights supporters have been trying to figure out fundamentally what to do. And one of the ideas is that Native American reservations could kind of be safe havens for people who need reproductive care, but who live in states where abortion is now either illegal or sharply limited. Tribal nations are sovereign, right? They've got their own laws and court systems that are independent from the states that surround them. So some advocates were asking, can't abortion clinics just set up shop on a reservation to get around the bans? As Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports, it's not that simple by a long shot.
Last Friday, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Rachel Lorenzo was at a rally in Albuquerque, handing out condoms and spreading the word about the abortion fund at the nonprofit Indigenous Women Rising.
Have you heard of us? We're one of the abortion funds in New Mexico, but we serve Native.
Lorenzo, who's Laguna Pueblo and Mescalero Apache, started the fund in 2018 to help Native people afford abortion care.
Our first year that we launched, we served maybe like 50 people.
Since then, donations to the fund have ramped up. So have abortion restrictions in a couple of states with high Native populations.
We've served now over 600 people, people who are traveling from Texas. Now people are traveling from Oklahoma.
And not just because those state governments restrict access. Long before this recent wave of anti-abortion legislation, reservations were abortion care deserts.
We see like rhetoric on social media or in the news like, Roe v. Wade is the end. This, like, the sky is falling. But the sky has been falling for Native people specifically. We've been living in the apocalypse without full bodily autonomy.
Lorenzo says anyone who's been volunteering tribal lands to fill new gaps in abortion access is missing some crucial context, like what kind of health care is accessible on tribal lands to begin with.
The primary provider of health care in Indian country is the federal government.
Isla Haas is an attorney focused on tribal public health. She says the government provides this care to fulfill its trust and treaty obligations to tribal nations. But
because that system is federally funded, it's going to be covered by the Hyde Amendment.
The Hyde Amendment. That's the measure that says federal dollars through programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and the Indian Health Service can't go toward abortion care, except under rare exceptions. That's why getting an abortion in Indian country is already complicated, and why closing that gap isn't as simple as a tribe opening an abortion clinic.
To get around the Hyde Amendment, that means if a tribe wants to provide those services, that they have to segregate their funds and provide non-federal funding for those services.
Some tribes have the resources to do that. Most probably don't. So far, none have volunteered. And yet, experts are still fielding questions about the possibility of legal havens for abortion on tribal land. Experts like Stacy Leeds, a professor of Indian law at Arizona State University and a citizen of the Cherokee Nation.
A lot of the calls that I've been receiving suggest that a non-Native person might go inside Indian country to access some sort of healthcare service. You know, that's simply not happening.
At least for abortions, if they've been criminalized under state law. And yesterday, the Supreme Court seemed to really close the door on that possibility by expanding states' criminal jurisdiction over non-natives in Indian country. Those barriers aside, Leeds says this conversation, which has largely been led by non-natives, is tone deaf.
It comes against the backdrop of a lack of full reproductive rights.
For Native people, whose recent history includes traumas like forced sterilization and forced removal of their children to boarding schools and non-Native adoptive homes. In Albuquerque, Rachel Lorenzo with Indigenous Women Rising doesn't have a lot of patience for the lingering discussion of a reservation loophole for abortion.
Stop asking me.
Instead, they're focused on the deluge of requests for help that are likely to flood in now that Roe is overturned, and that their abortion fund doesn't have the capacity to handle.
I really need help making sure that we can expand our staff, because the staff we have are so incredible, but we're tired. All of us are very tired.
In June, Indigenous Women Rising spent all $10,000 of its monthly budget on the first of the month. This past week, it's seen an influx of donations, so it has twice as much to spend in July. In Albuquerque, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.